Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. This is episode 27, Choosing Timelines. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Welcome, welcome, gorgeous. Well, in my preamble there, we talk about creating new timelines, and today that's what I want to talk about. I actually want to talk about jumping quantum timelines. Now, I was at the Brisbane Freedom Rallies a few days ago, last weekend, and we have a lot of stuff going on here in Australia, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. Here we are in November of 2022. We have the control matrix is clamping down hard, and it is tricky to navigate the timeline that's being projected and the timelines that are available for us that we're actually on. And so I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about how to jump to your most aligned, highest timeline and how to find out whether or not you are already on it. Today in the world, yesterday, I got caught up in some heavier energies. We've got basically medical apartheid happening and some really horrific things happening here in Australia. And the fact that it's so close and the fact that it's, you know, the Aboriginal peoples that right now that are being basically attacked is disturbing in my core, right? And if I look through my eyes right now and I see that and I feel that and I feel them through the earth, and it's like, wow, how is this even happening right now? How in the world is this happening? And then I get angry and frustrated and sad and deflated. And yesterday I cried and I released so much energy that has been building up for probably lifetimes, being on this timeline where the earth is destroyed, where people aren't respected, where health is not actually a priority, where people who seem to be in charge or these people that we call elites are the ones making these rules that really don't make any sense to even common sense. And then seeing so many people just fall into line. So many people are just like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's force vaccinate people. Yeah, that sounds great. Like, what, they should do that. Where people aren't actually thinking for themselves. They're falling into this timeline. And which is really apparent, the propaganda that is supports that, so that people think that. Now, why is this all happening? Now, I don't know necessarily why it's all happening, but what I feel like I am aware of is this shift in consciousness. And one of the reasons I'm here, and I would say maybe one of the reasons you're here too, is to support the new timeline and release the old timeline. And the old timeline is what I was talking about. And it is not fun. It's where all those dystopian movies, you know, lead us to these crazy lives where we're totally controlled and tracked and have no freedom and things like that. That's the projection going on out there right now. That's the last ditch effort that the control matrix has to harvest our manifesting capacities. And when we continue to pay attention to that, when we stay in the fear of it, when we stay in those lower vibrations, those lower frequencies, then we're basically assisting them with our magical superpowers in creating that. So when we're in resistance, when we're fighting it, all of that stuff. So what do we do instead? right? How do we jump over to the other timeline that is more true to your being, more true to your consciousness, more true to your body, more true to how you feel about the earth and people, more true in your heart? One of the things to acknowledge is that you have power. You have the power to create. You have manifesting power. Now, manifesting power is basically tapping into an energy or a vision or a perceiving of something, an idea, and then being able to bring it into physical reality. This reality we live in is a little bit of a hologram, right? It's all energy anyway. Everything is manipulatable. What the control matrix wants us to believe and what our entrainment wants us to believe is that we don't have the control. And I've said this in many other podcasts, is what we see on the outside is actually not real. What we see on the outside is the manifestation of what's on our inside. What are we buying into? What are we believing? Where are we putting our attention and energy? And if we're putting our attention and energy in fear, then we will manifest, we will physically manifest a fearful reality. Right? So how it works, to my best knowledge at this moment, is that the control matrix says, hey, we want control. And this the control matrix includes pretty much anything that you could possibly come up with that wants to control the true human beings on this planet. Okay, and you can go as far down to the conspiracy. I just call them conspiracy truths these days. But the fringe information as you would like. But the truth is there are consciousnesses that want to control our energy, our minds. So they do that through TV, newspaper, now internet, of course, through fear. I'm going to miss out. I'm going to lose something. I'm going to be sick. I'm going to die, right? When death is one of the biggest ways to control people, is that death is the worst thing, and that the most valuable thing we have is being here in this reality. And that's something to question. Not to say that people like, oh, everybody needs to, you know, just go. But if we're afraid of it, then we let things control us. And that's how right now this whole idea of coronavirus has just swept the world with fear of like, if I get it, I'm going to die. If I get it, I'm going to get sick. If I get it, something bad is going to happen. So we avoid these bad things based on a projection, right? Based on this projection of this is so bad. And how do we know that? How do we know the control matrix has a hand in that? Well, if you look at, you know, pretty much any news station over the last close to 2 years now, you know, you have the, you know, how many people have it ticker and how many people have died ticker, you know, on the TV. Not that I don't actually watch TV, but I've seen clips of it. You know, everybody's talking about it 24/7. Now, how do we brainwash people? We brainwash people by repetition. We hypnotize them into believing something is true. And once they believe it's true, then it becomes reality. So why do you think they put the ticker on every single day, talking about every single day on news, so that people would buy into it? And once you buy into it, what's happening is you buy into a concept, you buy into something being real, and especially something to be afraid of, and then that becomes truth. So that gets wired in your energy field and in your brain as something that is true. So now you relate to the world through that lens. It basically becomes a lens that you see through, perceive through, create through, choose through your reality. So if we have that lens, you're going to make different choices than if you don't have that lens. Now, some people might say, Corey, do you think even coronavirus is real? Well, I do think people are getting sick. Do I think that what they're saying on the main news channels is true? No, I don't. I think it's fabricated, very fabricated. And we've already learned through time, allowing time to go by, that much of what they've said and they've perpetuated onto the people watching, that it's a lot of what they've said is actually untrue, or truths and lies together. And how does that come out? Well, the truth always comes out. The truth always comes out. It's just a matter of, are you willing to see it or not? Are you willing to allow a perspective of yours to change? The key to timeline hopping And this is different than manifestation. Manifestation is really more about manifesting, physically manifesting an experience, a thing, an object, into your reality. Whereas timeline hopping is about being different such that your whole reality is different. And that's really where my specialty is, although we do manifest as well, because that's really fun. But when you hop timelines, everything changes. But what's got to happen is these lenses that we have about ourselves, about what's possible, about who we really are, about what's happening in the world, have to be acknowledged as lenses, not as truth. And once we start going, oh, well, that's just a lens I've been looking through. If I remove that lens, I remove that belief, I remove that perspective, then what would I be aware of? Something different. You might be aware of something very different than with that lens. And we are entrained this reality, and basically it's the control matrix that said, hey, here's how we get people to not know who they really are, not know how powerful they really are, not know that we are siphoning their manifesting energy to create the reality we want. Here's what we're going to do is we're going to start off when they're little and we're going to traumatize them. And then we're going to send them to school. And then we're going to, you know, we're going to take away the ability for your parents to know who they really are. So then you get entrained with not knowing who you really are. And then all you're really, your whole goal in life is to be a good girl or boy and avoid being bad and just be, you know, the best version of you you can be and deal with life as it shows up, deal with the external things and just manage the level of control. But the thing about that is that it's not working. There's too many people that are awake. And if you're listening to this right now, you're probably awake and you're probably like, I know all that, Corey, I know all that. Right? We see all that. We've already awakened to see this 3D control matrix. Now, you can be awakened and see it and know it and get it and have those particular lenses removed, or maybe you never had them in the first place, and still feed their agenda, that timeline. Now, how might you be doing that? Buying into the fear, perpetuating the fear, continuing to believe that they are doing something to you. Like, for example, in Australia, we have a mandate. I always think of a mandate as a man dating. Mandates are so funny. All of a sudden, mandates became popular this year or last year. We're going to mandate something and now it's a law. No, the mandate's not a law. It's just what people want. A band-aid is basically something to control others with. And that's exactly how it's working. So they put all these mandates in. So one of the mandates is that there is, one of the mandates is that on December 17th, they're going to, if you don't have the jibby jab, you will not be able to work if you're a healthcare worker. What that means for me personally is that all of my healthcare professionals will be out of business and I will have no healthcare professionals that I have been seeing for the last few years. None, because they cannot no longer practice. So what everybody's doing is they're putting their energy into that. They're freaking out about that. They're making plans for that. And they're saying, you know, this is all the bad things that are going to happen and here's how they're going to find you and you know all this stuff, right? And then, oh no, who am I going to go see and all that stuff. So how do you not contribute to creating that? So there's a difference between acknowledging, hey, this is actually what's trying to happen over there, trying to be forced upon my reality. And I don't really like that. So I'm going to choose something different. That's not really my highest timeline. So what else is available? Being curious and truly asking for another possibility. Hey, what else is actually available here? What else is actually possible? What would it be like if none of this actually went into place? What would it be like if I didn't actually have to deal with any of that? What would it be like if all of my practitioners still had healthy, thriving businesses? What would it be like if the mandate just disappeared? without any attachment. Now, that's the thing, is when you say those sorts of things and you're attached to the outcome, in your projected outcome, potentially being it's wrong, they shouldn't do this, then what happens is you're actually reinforcing a war, a tug of war, basically, between what's trying to happen from that perspective and what you want to happen. So you come up against a clash versus kind of seeing this like that old saying, give it up to God, like give it up to the universe to say, hey, listen, can you rearrange this? I'd like another possibility from a space of non-attachment. So if it does show up like this, okay, all right, what will be available then? And knowing that in adversity, us humans, we get super creative. We will work it out. We're not just going to sit around going, oh no, this is what happened to us. No, we rally. We come together. We say, hey, what do we really want to create? What's the reality we really want to create? And that's actually what's happening right now. So here in my local area, so many people are coming together. So many people are saying, no, we're not going to have this. So many people are like, hey, listen, we want to have a different reality. And so they're thinking out of the box. Whereas when we don't have this level of adversity, and this is a pretty intense level of adversity, we just go on with life. Life is good. We're going to the movie. We're doing the things. We're going shopping. We're going on holidays. Everything's great. We don't have to look at this. And I feel like this time right now is a pivotal point in time that many of us came for. We didn't come here to just live this easy, easy breezy life. We came here to contribute to something, to contribute to the new timeline, to the new reality. So pulling your energy out of all of that and just noticing when you are getting pulled down by it, to pull it out and be like, listen, that's bringing me down, and that's what they're trying to do. Right? That's what the control matrix is designed for, is to bring your vibration down. And when your vibration is down, you are controllable. And they siphon your manifesting power, your manifesting energy, to use it to their own advantage. And you contribute to that. Now, once you're conscious of this, it's like, oh, well, no, thank you very much. I don't want to give you that, especially for free. Like, what am I getting in return? Nothing. Here's a plate of control and limitations. How about that? And feeling like crap. There you go. That's what you get in return for that. Because every time you pay your attention, you will get something back. But it's not always what you want. So you got to look at if me paying attention to this, what is that actually creating? What is that creating for me? How does that feel? And what is that creating in the bigger picture for consciousness? And when you start looking at that, then it's like, oh, So my down day yesterday, I've done really well maintaining my energy, except for a couple of times I went right into it. Because it's almost like my biggest fears are manifesting. And I was looking at that yesterday. And I went, oh, yeah, one of my biggest fears is what's happening right now. And I went, wow, okay, that's now that's in my conscious mind, and now it's in my face, time to transmute that energy. Now, how do we do that? One of the quickest ways to do that is just be with the energy, acknowledge that, hey, this has been one of my biggest fears. It's actually manifesting. And what I like to do is just breathe with it, let whatever energy out, whether it's crying or being angry or whatever that energy is, let the energy come out. Shaking is a great way. Like shaking your body, shake the energy out of your system, let it out. Breathe through your nose, get some oxygen in there. All right. And tune into what it is you would like to see in the world, in your life. What would you like it to be like? What would you like to experience? What did you come for? Tuning into that reality. More and more and more every single day. more and more every single day. As many times as you can think about it a day, even remind yourself with a timer 3 times a day. Tune in to the 5D future. And this will assist you in being on that other timeline. Because we really want to ask, are you already on that other timeline? And is that why we're so aware of the 3D control matrix timeline? You can't see it when you're in it oftentimes. But when you're not in it, you can see it. Because it's not, you're not in it anymore. So what timeline are you really on? What did you really come to create, to be, to experience, to contribute? Put more energy into that. Put more energy into those thoughts, those energies. Feel it. What will it be like? What would you love to see in the world? Say yes to all of that. So perhaps turn off the all the messages that come through telling us how bad things are. Tune into that which inspires you, that which lifts you up, that which contributes to the reality you want to see. In your meditations or your quiet time, your time in nature, same thing. Transmuting this energy, letting it go, and opening to, hey, what if I already am on the other timeline? What if miracles are about to happen? I've seen so many miracles where things just get rearranged and you're like, whoa, didn't see that coming. What if we have some big, whoa, didn't see that comings in our favor coming soon? And I wonder how many have already happened that we may or may not even know about. Those miracles, I call, they're miracles, they're true miracles. I call them universal rearranges. When the field says, oh, here we go, this is now available, and just rearranges the puzzle pieces. This has happened so many times in my life. And some of those rearranges are taking you out of situations you thought were good. And I think what we're about to experience is about, I don't know when exactly, but soonish, experience some things rearranging where we're like, whoa, that's really cool. Wow, that, I'll have more of that. So tuning into the leaders of our world, people stepping up that have consciousness, that are on this timeline, tune into people taking care of the earth, right? Tuning into like just this concept of this control matrix just not even being a thing anymore. That timeline's totally gone. Right? It's like, oh, I don't even have to deal with any of that anymore. Oh, wow, how cool is that? Tuning into your gifts. What do you love? More and more and more of that. We've been so programmed and entrained to believe that it's just going to get worse, like this dystopian life, right? Or you hear so much about China these days, and China has the social credit system and all this stuff, and it's like, I don't want to live there. That doesn't resonate with my heart. So what does? What does resonate with your heart? What consciousness is in your space, in your frequency, in your DNA that you came to contribute? You know, they say that we only have 2 of the DNA strands activated, and there's 12 available, and they call it the junk DNA and stuff. Some of the messages that I've heard recently is that those DNA strands are going to be activated in miraculous ways. Sometimes it's like I was listening to something today actually that was saying that somebody actually was pronounced dead with their body, and 2 hours later in the morgue they woke up, and they woke up with an extra couple of DNA strands. This reality isn't anything what we think it is, what we've been entrained to believe it is. We are not who we've been entrained to believe we are. We are so much more. So much more. We have so much power. So my invitation to you today is fully go all in for that higher timeline. Fully 100%. Knowing, being, this will all work itself out. It will all work itself out. Perhaps reduce the amount of projections that you're tuning into. Transmute the fear within you. Get out in nature. Go be around people that you really enjoy. Share with people what you see as possible. Write down what you see as possible. Be the version of you who's already having that. And that's going to put you on that other timeline. And like I said, I actually wonder if you're already on it. And if we have this perspective that what if I'm actually already on it? Am I already on it? What if I am already on it? If I was already on it, how could I function? If I was already on it, how could I function? So thanks for listening today. This is a very important message. And this is the transition that my company, myself, support people with. What we call it is the transition from 4D to 5D consciousness, where your being is what matters. We don't have to try to fix this reality. This reality is going away. It's going to be old news. But we get to be in the new reality, get to create in the new reality. You would like to up your energetic mastery skills and fully be able to sustain this 5D version of you with some support, please check out the link, meetcorymichelle.com/5D. And I will put a link in there. I'll put a link in there to chat with our team to see if what we have would be a good fit for what you're looking for to support you in your 4D to 5D consciousness transformation. We are here for you. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the new reality. Claim it, own it, be it. Don't let anything stop you. All right. Thank you for being. Talk to you soon.
You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Cory Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorymichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.